99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the government shutdown drags on, the Trump administration announces that food assistance for some 40 million Americans will be cut off as of this weekend. President right now is in Tokyo. He has met with the emperor and will meet with the country's first woman prime minister later tonight. Hurricane Melissa has already killed three people in Haiti and is now headed for eastern Cuba and for Jamaica as a Category 5 storm. ABC's Ike Ajachi is in Kingston, Jamaica.
Now, right now, it is a little light. The rain is coming down intermittently. The wind is a little light, starting to pick up. That's expected to get really, really intense. This storm has forced airport shutdowns island-wide, sending residents here in a scramble for supplies in what could be the strongest storm to hit Jamaica ever.
Russia has tested a new nuclear-powered cruise missile capable of reaching nearly 9,000 miles. That as the Ukraine war drags on and as the Kremlin warns the U.S. against sanctioning strikes deep inside Russia. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Allen. State and local officials have responded to the decision by the Trump administration to deny additional federal funding for Wisconsin to address public infrastructure damage from this summer's severe flooding. Governor Tony Evers says he'll appeal the rejection of the additional funds request he made in August. A new initiative targeting inappropriate behavior at high school athletic events in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association has launched its Hear It, See It, Report It initiative with the hopes of making it easier and more effective to report bad behavior. And you can help Wisconsin bats during International Bat Week. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages you to attend a local education bat event and find out how you can help the species. Head to the DNR's website for more information and to find an event near you. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be a pretty nice day today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 50s this afternoon. With just a light breeze. Tonight, scattered showers after midnight are low in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high in the mid-50s. You can get faster internet and pay a lot less with Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Emily, Dave, and Killian. 7:03 on Monday, the morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. We're heading into the danger zone with Kenny Loggins on Max FM.
Yeah. It's all fun and games.
Till somebody tells on us.
Maximum Hits.
99.7.
Max FM.
Well, good morning.
Today is special because it is National Black Cat Day.
These dark creatures of the night.
Black cat.
A black cat.
Captivate our imaginations around Halloween time.
A black cat went past us.
What appears to be a black cat.
Your black cat is crossing my path.
He is one hep black cat.
Let's get this show started.
It's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Emily, Killian, and Dave. 7-Eleven on Monday morning. Yes, it's National Black Cat Day. We'll celebrate all of our calendar days right around 8:20 this morning. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Open at 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo till 4 p.m. Stop on over and get that turtle latte. Tell them Dave sent you. Let's take a look at our weather forecast today. Sunny and beautiful, a high of 59 with calm winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 36. Tuesday afternoon, shower chances mostly cloudy, a high of 58. Tuesday night, shower chances continue mostly cloudy, a low of 39. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 55. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 54. Friday, partly sunny, high of 52. Perfect day for trick-or-treating. Currently 35 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building and the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Good morning, Emily and Killian. How are the two of you doing today?
Good morning, Dave and Killian. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Killian. How you doing over there, bud?
Doing great.
All right, and we are having a great morning is because Packers won. We'll talk more about that with Hanging with Havel at 8:35. They know how to pull out some interesting games, that's for sure. And, you know, it's Halloween. It is our favorite time of year, and we're going to get right into this. When was the last time either of you saw a ghost?
Well, I haven't seen a ghost recently, but definitely thought I've experienced something unusual, if you will, right in that building that you're sitting in right now, Dave.
Oh, great. I thought I got out of the haunted buildings. And Killian?
Oh, I saw a ghost decoration.
No, it's a little more of a... Oh, jeez. Well, you are made for radio. That's great. Good one.
Yeah, it was. Okay, I'm not talking about the 12...
There's just lots of feelings in the building. I'll just put it that way. Things, alarms that go on and off, lights that were on and we didn't think they were, things like that. More a couple levels down, Dave. So you shouldn't worry too much up there.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I'm not talking about those 12-year-old ghosts that Killian saw down the street who used the white sheet costume for trick-or-treating. In a new poll, 60% of Americans say they've had at least one of 13 paranormal experiences. That's a lot, but we're not all K-pop demon hunters. We're going to get into all 13 of these. Emily's talked about her experience. I'll talk about my experience briefly. So 35% of people say they felt a presence or unknown energy. Emily, what's the next one?
Sure. 32% of people have, quote, smelled an unexplained odor.
Interesting. Killian.
Crack some jokes there, but we're going to move on.
Yeah, we are. Killian, what's the next one, that 31%?
31% have heard an unexplained sound or music.
Okay, yeah, I can see the sound or the music. You know, yes, you hear the noises, yes. 26% have heard the voice of someone who wasn't there. Now, Emily, you kind of talked a little bit about this one to a certain extent. What is the next one?
Yeah, 26% have felt an unexplained change in temperature. They just all live in Wisconsin.
Right. True.
Unexplained. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Anywho, yeah. Usually, I think oftentimes people who experience some kind of presence, it gets cold, people say. So I think that's where that's coming from.
I think you're right. And so, I mean, that I definitely would agree with you. Again, we're talking about in a new poll, 60% of Americans said they've had at least one of these 13 paranormal experiences. Killian, what's the next one at 23%?
23% have seen lights or other devices turn on or off without explanation.
All right. Emily was just talking about it. She's one of those right there, you know, so that just saying 18% have seen an unexplained orbs of light. Okay. I can't say I've experienced that. Oh, Emily, what's the next one?
Oh, yeah. 17% of people have seen an object move without explanation. Ooh, just in case you're just joining us, we are talking about, of course, it is the Halloween time of year. So most Americans have experienced at least one paranormal event. So we're hopping through some stats showing how many people have or haven't and what they've seen or experienced. So what is next on the list?
Killian?
16% have seen a spirit or ghost.
Interesting. Oh,
that's pretty serious.
I'm going to say I've seen one of these on the list. I'll tell you in a minute what it is. 16% have seen a door open or close without explanation. Okay, yeah.
10% have seen an angel.
Oh,
and it's not Dave Grant. I got you giggling a couple times this Monday. All right.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's a good one. I was going to make a good remark on that one. You got me on that one.
I'm going to stay out of that. Yep.
We're going to move right along. 9% have seen unexplained smoke. I'm okay. And Killian.
No comments.
Yay. Yeah. Killing was the last thing on our list of the 13 paranormal events that people have seen.
7% claim they've actually seen a demon.
Interesting. Okay, I don't want to be one of that 7%. Now, men are 38% more likely than women. 28% say it's likely that the paranormal events they've experienced have scientific explanations, even if they aren't aware of what the rationale would be. Now, Emily, let's talk about some stats about what Americans believe in.
So, yeah, 40% of Americans believe in demons, ghosts, and psychics, but just 6% believe in vampires and werewolves.
Hmm.
10% of people believe they can psychically see events in the future. 9% say they can psychically see events in the past. And 7% say they can psychically see current events that have not physically present, like knowing how long the lines are going to be at Target before you leave the house. That's silly. What other stats are there on this list, guys?
All right, about 7% can say they can communicate with the dead. Now, among the 16% of Americans who claim they've seen ghosts, more people say they were good ghosts. Now, what else do you say about ghosts, Killian?
31% say the ghosts they've seen have been good. 8% say they were evil. 24% say they were neutral, apparently just there without big effect. And 21% say they've seen a mix of good and bad spirits.
Okay, interesting. And this may go without saying, but people who have lived in a house they thought was haunted are more likely than others to say they've experienced paranormal events. So, okay. Two things have happened in our life that have definitely been paranormal. The house that we live in, there was unexplained doors opening and closing. We could hear them in the middle of the night, and it was not me messing with Wendy. Granted, that is right up the alley of something I would do, is to mess with her and try to scare her. I do that stuff all the time. But this was not me. Our dog saw it and was kind of ooked out by it, and as well as my sister-in-law, and she definitely claimed our house was haunted. Now, we would hear a lot of these noises in the house. Once we started remodeling the house, we've not had the visitor again. So we assumed that they were there just to make sure that we took good care of the house, and that was our first experience. Now, the other experience is at the former Max FM WRPQ studios in the basement. And we were doing the build-out when we moved from the original Oak Street location to the 8th Avenue location. Myself and another person was in the building. We were working on the build-out to the office spaces, and we saw a headless guy walk through the hallway into the bathroom kitchenette area. We both saw the same thing. I thought it was kind of interesting, so I decided to try to follow the guy in there. The other guy went running out the door and didn't want to come back in. And so we both saw the same thing, both described the same thing, and you could definitely feel something in the basement. Now, ironically, our original location was a former funeral home. So, just saying, seems never appropriate.
Yeah.
You know,
I want to know out there, like, if folks out there who are, you know, have spent a long time in Baraboo and done a lot of, you know, different kinds of things, especially in the downtown area where the buildings tend to be older, the Al Ringling Theater, I feel like, I mean, when I was in there, that place definitely has a strong energy, like in general. Obviously, a lot of, you know, creative energies have gone in through those doors and on stage. So that's going to create some energies that might stay. But in terms of paranormal activity, if anybody out there has had experience at the Al Ringling Theater, I want to hear about it, because that place is just it. Every time I'm in there, I'm just like, wow, there's just a lot going on.
Yeah, there is. And if you've had a paranormal experience there or somewhere else, text us and let us know about it, 608-355-9970, or you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap that text button and let us know about your paranormal experience. We are very curious about this. I can't believe Emily and I are the only ones. And no, in case anyone was curious, I was not turning lights on and off on Emily downstairs either. Granted, again, that would be right up my alley, but no, it was not me this time.
We did have a situation with the elevator, though, but I don't know. Maybe that was operator error. Do you remember that when we were moving stuff? Like,
yes.
I don't know. Something weird happened. We like lost Rhonda for a minute.
Yes.
In the elevator, and then she was magically already on the second floor.
Yes.
Something weird happened.
Yes.
A weird little room with like that we didn't know what it was. And it had the lights on. So there's definitely some stuff, but that's okay because you know what? Well, our show needs all the energy.
Yes, it does.
We need a little help to make it a little more spooky this week.
Yes, it does. And don't worry, Emily, Killian and I won't be downstairs planning any pranks either. So,
okay, great. Good to know. That's great. Thanks for letting me know that over the air. So if something happens, y'all heard him. Just saying.
No, we'll be on our best behavior. So, but yes, if you've had a paranormal experience, text us and let us know. 608-355-9970. Emily, you'll be back with us at 740 as we celebrate some celebrity birthdays.
All right. I got a local too, so I want to share that as well. See you soon.
See you soon. More Music Mornings with Dave, Emily, and Killian. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. So again, text in those birthdays and anniversaries now, 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Also, let us know if you've had a paranormal experience. Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time on Max FM.
We'll be right back.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Emily Killian and Dave. 7:30. Don't forget to text those birthdays and anniversaries. 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Also, we're waiting to hear if anyone's ever had a paranormal experience they want to tell us about. Text us and let us know. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports and weather. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Good morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Tuesday, we have three auctions ending at 9 a.m. We have a Western Wear and Tool online-only auction ending. Then at noon, a storage unit auction. And at 1 p.m., the Marin Wernick Antique Auction. All of these catalogs are open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. There's a preview today at our auction facility for the Western Wear Tool and Antique Auctions from 11 to 1 at our auction facility in Reedsburg. On Thursday, we have our October Farm and Construction Consignment Auction ending at 9 a.m. Another very large auction with several skid steers, tractors and farm machinery, construction equipment, also vehicles, ATVs, UTVs, lawn and garden items, tools, and much more. There's a preview on Wednesday at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. That catalog is open and posted for bidding at gavinbros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
The Packers sink the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers rallied in the second half to win 35-25. Matt LaFleur on what he saw from his team despite a slow start.
The greatest thing I saw from our guys was I didn't see any panic. They stayed together, and we cleaned up some things that we didn't do in the first half.
Tight end Tucker Kraft scored his second touchdown of the game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we saw some things in the first half where, you know, we were just one block away from this. We looked ourselves
in the mirror, and we said that wasn't good enough. We came back out in the second half, and we executed.
Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers was asked about hearing the Go Pack Go chants during the game.
I've heard that chant for 18 years, so Packer fans travel really well. First time in a while I've used silent count for a home game. That's a credit to those Packer fans.
At Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. Last Friday was the first week of high school football playoffs in Wisconsin. Some notable matchups were Reedsburg beat Waterford 49-24, Edgewood beat Rhinelander 35-7, Onalaska beat Menominee 34-31, La Crosse Logan beat Wisconsin Lutheran 42-19, and Pewaukee upset Sauk Prairie 31-10. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be a pretty nice day today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 50s this afternoon. Let's just a light breeze tonight. Scattered showers after midnight are low in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high in the mid-50s. You can get faster internet and pay a lot less with Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Baraboo's Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Emily, Killian, and Dave. 7:39 on Monday morning. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee at 108 3rd Street. Open every day from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Go check them out and try that turtle latte. Hot or cold, it is delicious. Let's take a look at our weather forecast today. Sunny, a high of 59. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 36. Tuesday, a chance for afternoon showers. Mostly cloudy, a high of 58. Tuesday night, shower chances continue. Mostly cloudy, a low of 39. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 55. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 54. Halloween, Friday, partly sunny, a high of 52. Currently, 34 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. You still have time to text in your local birthdays and anniversaries, 608-355-9970, or look for Max Mouse in the free Civic Media app. Tap on 99.7 Max FM, tap text, and send those well wishes in now. And we're still waiting to hear if any of our listeners have a paranormal story they want to tell us today. Emily, who do you see on our celebrity birthday list today?
Yeah, so today's October 27th, 2025. Troy Gentile is 32. Barry Goldberg on the Goldbergs. Goldbergs, not birds. Sorry about that, Troy. Also, Miss Kelly Osbourne is 41. Of course, she is Ozzy Osbourne's daughter. Patrick Fugit is 43. Kyle Barnes on the Cinemax horror series Outcast. He also played young Will in Almost Famous. And the cop who didn't do well with Ben Affleck in the movie Gone Girl. Great movie. What do you guys see on the list?
I see Matt Drudge, right, is 59. Internet hack with questionable accuracy.
Wrong? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran is 67.
And I've got Robert Picardo, 72, the holographic doctor on Star Trek Voyager. He will also be one of the teachers in the upcoming Starfleet Academy series. Ted Wass, 73, Blossom's dad on Blossom. He now directs TV shows. Robert Benji is 73. He's a crazy, lovable Italian actor, director. Life is Beautiful. And, you know, just an interesting movie. And Emily, who's next on our list? We have some big ones here yet.
Yeah, there's some big ones coming up. Gary Talent, 76. Wow, what a lucky last name he has.
Right?
Talent? Right? Is that real? Okay, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band bassists. I have to apologize. I don't know all the names of the E Street Band because I, like many other people that grew up in the 80s, just paid attention to the Bruce Springsteen part. But apparently his name is Gary Talent. That's a pretty sweet name, and he gets to win the prize for that. Lee Greenwood is 83. God bless the USA. This is a big one. John Cleese is 86 today. Monty Python superstar, everybody.
That is a big one. And as we're talking about Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, the new Springsteen movie came out this weekend, and I want to see that movie in the worst way. That looks like a good movie. And so it is in theaters now. If you've not had an opportunity to go see it, I recommend doing so. If you've already watched a movie, text us and let us know your thoughts as well. 608-355-9970. I'm kind of curious, is it worth going to see? Am I better off waiting to see it in my own comfort in my living room? I'm sure it'll be out streaming in like a couple of weeks, but, you know, it's one of those movies, you know, musically inspired, and it's the Bruce Springsteen 1980s era, and it's just, I look forward to that, so it's
same.
Always good.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw a little write-up about it, and it just inspired me more to see it, so, and, you know, we all kind of grew up with him being like, mm-hmm. You know, he felt like he was like part of our childhood in some way, because he was just kind of like always around in the media, and he was coming out with more albums, and the music was always playing. And I just, yeah, it's Bruce, you know.
Well, exactly. I mean, huge talent there. And then we talk about Lee Greenwood, 83, God Bless USA. I mean, we all know that song very well. I remember in the 90s, I was at a show choir event, and it was for the, we'll call it state title. And I remember when we were waiting for them to do the judging, this song came on because of some things that were happening during that time. Everyone in that room got up and started singing along with Lee Greenwood. It was one of the most memorable experiences. I mean,
You had over 100 kids there at this competition. The competition basically stopped at that point. Everyone started singing the song. I mean, it's just, it's amazing.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah, it does really, it gets people going, doesn't it?
It does. And then, of course, Monty Python. I mean, now, Killian, do you know what Monty Python is?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. See,
not at all? You've never even heard those words together in a sentence?
No, no.
Okay.
Wow. See, you should check it out. I have to rewatch those. I saw them when I was probably too young to kind of get the humor, but you might dig it. You've got kind of a dry sense of humor. I think you might dig it. You should check it out, or at least ask your parents about it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's something you should check out. It's definitely something you'd be like, oh, wait a minute. And I mean, so yeah, I would definitely recommend that you check that one out. I mean, it's one of those that, you know, that's why we have Killian here. It's always good balance as well. And as we think about things, it is October 27th. We'll get to a couple of local birthdays in just one moment. We are 4 days away from Halloween, as a reminder. And we do have the trick-or-treating hours and locations listed on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, as well as our website, max.fm, because people are asking, what time is trick-or-treating? Most communities in our area, Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and a few trunk-or-treat events as well. And then the other thing, we're just 6 days away from daylight savings time ending. So that means we're falling back on Saturday night into Sunday morning. And when we get done with work, it'll be darker. So just saying. So reminder that that's coming up this weekend as well. We were having discussions in our house. When was daylight savings time? So it's, you know, appropriate.
It changes things.
It does.
It changes things. It changes things in a way that now we get like, oh no, we're going to wake up. It's going to be dark.
Uh-huh.
But long ago, the weekend around this time of year, that was daylight savings time, gave young people an extra hour when they were out carousing in late night establishments. I know, Dave, you know what I mean. And I can see that you've experienced this. At the time, it was a blessing because we got an extra hour in the bar.
Right. And it's,
either one of us. What do you? I just heard this through the grapevine.
Yeah.
I don't ever have any experience celebrating an extra hour at a late night establishment doing anything questionable ever.
No. Like last year? Oh, just kidding. Who am I kidding? I'm not staying. I'm usually waking up about 2 a.m, not going to bed at 2 a.m. So
right. It's funny how things change.
It is. It is. And we do have a couple of local birthdays. Emily, take it away for our local birthdays.
Sure, absolutely. So this is a special time of year. It is the time of the Scorpio. Enough said, if you're out there and you're into that stuff, if you are in any kind of work relationship, personal relationship, interaction of any kind with a Scorpio, enough said, it's a lot and it's amazing. Two big birthdays of two people that are amazing in my life. Patrick Fried celebrated a birthday on Saturday, the 25th. Sorry, a little belated, Patrick, but I know he went off the grid, went to the lake, spent the day in the woods. Good for him. It was also his golden birthday. And yes,
oh,
I will
really?
His age, 25 on October 25th. So Patrick, you are hugely appreciated in our life and work and all the ways. And everything he does, you know, on a personal level, on a professional level, everyone he interacts with, he just is a helper. And I just appreciate that so much.
We do too.
Fantastic time around. Happy birthday week, Patrick.
Yes.
You just keep on celebrating for the next, you know, couple weeks. Why
are
not?
You bringing him cake this week?
I would bring him cake. I don't know what I don't know that he's like a sweet tooth type of guy. So I'm going to find out what he likes.
Yeah.
We'll show up with something. Yeah.
Well, I know that.
We'll just keep on separating.
I know the kind of beef jerky he likes.
That's true. Maybe we'll just get him like a whole. Get him an array of beef jerky in a basket. Just be like, happy birthday. Put a big old bow on a bunch of beef jerky.
Oh,
and
there
make
you
him
go.
Really happy. And then another huge birthday today. Huge, 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 huge. My hubby, Robert Grether. Happy, happy birthday. Love you. And that is the person that I've experienced the extra hour of bar time with many, many, many years ago, because we have been celebrating birthdays together for a long time. But happy birthday. It's going to be a beautiful fall day. I always am a little jealous of him because it's always a beautiful fall day on October 27th. It's a special day. And those of you out there who do know a bit about astrology, so people born today in a certain year in the 70s are triple Scorpios, and that's frightening. Mm-hmm. If you want to know what that is, or if you know someone celebrating a birthday today, look up what their sun sign, moon sign, and earth sign are. And if they all land in Scorpio, watch out. Just saying. Anyways, happy birthday, Rob.
Yes, happy birthday to Rob. He's always, I'll just put it this way, Rob is not somebody who acts his age whatsoever, so we appreciate him. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to spend my time around people who don't act their age. Hint, hint.
What? I think she's referring to you, Killian.
No, I don't think so.
He's far more mature than you, just saying.
No. No,
just sometimes
we're
just
still sometimes. Trying to find fishing line in the building. So, I mean, that's what we've been doing in between breaks. So
it's a great day today, though. Honestly, October, yes. Any time in October is a great day. End of October. Boy, I think the leaves are at their peak right now. Get out, take a walk, take a drive. Find somebody who you know who's celebrating birthday anniversary sometime this week. I mean, I took my grandma's words very seriously when I was a kid, and that she said, as you get older, your birthday can be celebrated longer. So by the time she was like turning 80, she just went for, like, she was like celebrating every day of the whole month. And she was also born this time of year. She was early November. So she always really appreciated, you know, this time of year as well. Miss her every day. But yeah, celebrate October. It's my favorite month by far. It's absolutely beautiful out today. So yeah, celebrate. Happy birthday, happy anniversary to all the locals and celebrities that we know and love.
Most certainly. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10. We're going to talk about our pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society.
Sweet.
More Music Mornings with Dave, Emily, and Killian. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Part of day with Powerline Coffee, 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. Coming up, we're going to have AHA on Max FM.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is overflowing with the flavors of fall. Stop by and pick up Honeycrisp, Cortland, Macintosh, and all your favorite apples. The bakery's full of apple cider donuts, along with take-a-bake pies and gooey caramel apples. And while you're there, fill your basket with fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal goodies. And here's the best part. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. Savor the season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with Max FM Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale with Dave in the Morning, the perfect way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and save big this October with Max FM Big Deals.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Your future is built one step at a time, and at the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we're here to walk with you. This is Kathy McAsee. And whether you're saving for your first family vacation or planning for retirement, we provide personalized support for every stage of life.
Step into a brighter future with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Member FDIC.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
We'll be right back.
99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is now in Japan, where he will meet the new prime minister for the first time. She's the country's first woman prime minister. Plans are for the two leaders to discuss trade. Later this week, trade talks with China will be held as President Trump's tour of Asian countries continues. Hurricane Melissa has grown to a powerful Category 5 storm as it approaches Jamaica. ABC's Aika Jachi is in Kingston and has been talking to tourists.
How am I going to get home?
With all major airports now closed on the island, many tourists suddenly finding themselves stuck, caught in the path.
They are blocked out flights all week.
We spoke with Donnelly Gordon, an American visiting from Atlanta, who has been desperate to get off the island since Friday.
Officials say as much as 40 inches of rain could fall in Jamaica. Government shutdown continues. Now the Agriculture Department is warning that the nation